Now, on a black background, titles appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. From a railroad track, we see a distant town below a mountain range.
My name is Chance. I know it sounds odd, but most names do if you think about them long enough. Maybe even yours. I was abandoned when I was very young. I lived on the streets, scrounging for food, sleeping wherever I could. That seemed like fun at first, but pretty soon it landed me behind bars. But I don't like to talk about that. Let's talk about after that, when I got my second chance. And my name.
An outdoor wedding.
You see, this family came along, and I guess you could say they rescued me, because they adopted me and brought me to live with them at their house. But it was their home, not mine. Still, it sure was an improvement over that other place. Lots of space, fresh air, plenty of interesting things to explore, and all the underwear I could eat.
A muscular white dog chews clothes in a suitcase. A cat comes in.
Chance?
Sassy?
You just woke me up from a very deep cat nap.
What's the matter, Sassy? You get up on the wrong side of the litter box?
Even a very great beauty needs her beauty sleep.
Beauty sleep? You'd have to sleep for like a month.
You are such a typical dog.
Indeed, the house was full of new clothes to be shredded. On account of the family was growing. See, Bob was joining the family by marrying Laura. Her little girl was Hope. Hope belonged to Sassy. Her little boy Jamie was supposed to belong to me, but I didn't need anyone else. I was alone.
Jamie puts a frog in Hope's hand.
Still, I had to admit it. He did have a lot of very good ideas. He was the one who named me Chance. Laura's older boy was Peter. He belonged to Shadow. Shadow was faithful. Shadow was loyal. Shadow was a chump. He just sat down there while I had all the fun upstairs.
Chance, stop! The blouse is dead.
That's right. But I gotta shred it into teeny tiny little pieces and
I swallowed a button.
Oh, what a shame. Too bad it wasn't a zipper.
Hey, you better beat it, Powder Puff, or you're gonna end up dog meat.
Oh, is that any way to speak to a petite dewdrop,
you big flat-faced butt sniffer?
Chance chases the cat and knocks over a lamp. Shadow, a golden retriever, looks at the house.
Shadow down!
I really should give that pup a talking to.
Everyone stares at the second floor of the big gray house.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
As Bob and Laura kiss, Jamie covers his eyes and Hope smiles. Peter looks down and pats Shadow on the head. Later, Chance sniffs a man's backside.
Who is this? Somebody new, because I never forget a face.
It's a chef pulling a plate from the oven.
Hey, whoa, food. Food. Hello, food. Hey, wait, where are you going? Hey, you with the food. Drop it.
On the floor with Chance, we follow the chef to the next room.
They want to serve that on the floor, I think. Yeah, down here on the floor. Get him an alfresco thing. I know what it'll do. I'll give him the look.
Sorry, fella, not for doggies.
Flying meat!
A meatball drops. Shadow watches Chance eat it.
Hot.
I wonder if I could have that dog stuffed.
A salad.
Yuck, grease stuff. I hate it. Who eats this stuff? Bingo. Now we're talking turkey.
He licks a roast turkey.
Oh, back off, old man. You were just jealous because I smelled it first.
Would a rolled up newspaper mean anything to you?
No. Why? All right, okay. Just wanted to smell it. To make sure it was safe for people.
I'm keeping my eye on you, pup.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go mingle. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Hey, nice shoes. I should know.
A guest gives him food.
Hey, bud. Hey, nice tie. How you doing? Hey, you want me to show you a place where you can bury that food? What do you think? Give me a little? Oh, well, hasta la vista. Whoa, what's that? Broccoli.
They're not taking these pets to San Francisco with them, are they?
No, Laura has a friend from college who has a ranch up near Bishop, and
She's agreed to keep the animals while they're gone.
Ladies, 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 please, you gotta help me. I'm starving. I can't remember when I had my last meal, and I'm an orphan, and I'm weak, and I'm helpless, and if you don't feed me, I'll shrivel into a pile of bleached bones, so please.
Go on,
what,
shoot.
Do you want to shake a paw, shake hands? How's that? Is that worth most of your food, all your food?
Shoo,
bit, please?
I said, go on.
Doesn't even know how to shake right. You need training.
You need the training.
Oh, great. And I suppose you know a better way.
Yes, I'll get food by acting like I don't want food.
That's stupid.
I'll prove it.
Oh, you don't have to prove it. I believe you're stupid.
The animals' mouths don't move when they talk. Sassy rubs against Hope's legs. The girl picks her up, patting her fluffy gray and brown fur.
Oh, Sassy. I wish we didn't have to go away. I'm going to miss you so much.
Just watch me work.
Hungry?
No.
But it's shrimp. You like shrimp.
I couldn't possibly.
It's good.
No. I can't. I just can't. I have those 4 pesky ounces still hanging on from Christmas. Well, if you insist.
Told you.
It works. I don't believe it.
Have another.
Oh, a twofer. I gotta remember this.
It's like I said all along, Poopsie. Cats rule and dogs drool.
Get a life. Get 9 of them.
It's true. Cats are smarter than dogs and more attractive. And we don't drink from the toilet.
Why not? Uh-oh. Moving food. Gotta go. Must follow.
Now, a bouncing basketball.
It's Peter against Shadow. He's coming up.
I'm gonna get it, Peter. Come on. I'm gonna get it.
Yes,
Shadow. You gotta bounce it better than
Shadow
that, boy.
Shadow knocks down. Peter takes it.
Come on. I'm gonna get it.
Scores it.
I can still do this pretty well, huh?
The crowd's going wild.
You're my favorite boy in the world. Oh, I love you, Peter.
I hate this mushy stuff. I got a cake to catch.
Peter hugs Shadow as Bob comes out of the house.
Hey, guys. You know, Shadow's gonna have a ball at Kate's Ranch, aren't you, boy? It's gonna be sunshine and fresh air. Lots of room to run.
I still don't see why we can't take him to San Francisco with us.
He shoots a basket.
Peter, I want him to be able to go as much as you do. We got to think about what's best for Shadow, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be living in pretty tight conditions. Besides, my work there is temporary. We'll be back before you know it.
I mean, what if he doesn't understand? What if he thinks I abandoned him or something?
Are you kidding? He's going to be so busy chasing horses and bothering chickens, and you're going to be busy. There's tons of stuff for both of you guys to do.
There's tons of stuff we can do here, together.
Bob studies Peter's freckled face, stands up straight, and sighs.
Yeah.
Peter joins his golden retriever under the basketball hoop.
Come on, Shadow.
Chance peeks out from some bushes.
Okay, now, act like you don't want it.
Attention, everyone.
Going in.
My bride tells me it's time to cut the cake. I hope you've all saved room because the mother of the bride made it herself.
They turn. Chance chews and licks the cake.
No, I couldn't possibly, really. I'm dieting, and I couldn't. I got a pound of lid off my hips, and I'm not... Oh, man. Don't tell me to do that. Sorry. Well, dig in, everybody. There's play for everyone.
Now, Hope puts Sassy on a seesaw.
Stay there. Sassy, you have to stay there. We can't play.
Cats are smarter than dogs, huh? Right. She doesn't even know the meaning of the word stay. The savage beast spots his unsuspecting victim. Slowly, he sneaks through the tall grass.
Don't even.
Moving in for the ambush.
Keep away from me, you mutt!
He runs. He leaps!
Chance jumps on the high end, and Sassy goes flying. She lands on her feet in a sandbox.
My poor baby, are you all right?
He threw me in the big litter box! Oh, nice shot, Chance.
That's why they call it the catapult.
You got a lot to learn, pup.
Call the vet now.
Telling Mom what your stupid dog did.
Wherever she may be, and all my brothers and sisters, I have never in my life... I think my fur is falling out. I'm losing my fur.
Hey, it's time to hit the road, guys. I want to get going before it gets too late.
Luggage? Why luggage?
I think I need to eat some grass.
Ew!
Dad, Grandma's...
Come on, Shadow.
I learned an important lesson that day. Cake and polyester don't mix. You know, I was actually starting to like doing things with the whole family. They weren't so bad for people. They were all so happy together. And Shadow and even Sassy seemed happy. I was beginning to think that maybe this time, with this family, things were going to be different. Better.
Ta-da! Bat dog!
Nighttime. The family's wood brown Jeep wagon drives down a country road. Chance sticks his head out the window, his ears sticking straight out in the wind. The next day, the Jeep passes a cow in a pasture, then pulls up in front of a ranch. Tall mountains of dark brown earth and gray rock tower behind it. A smiling, blonde-haired woman in jeans greets the family.
Val, but this is really bad.
Hi, kids.
Chance climbs out over Jamie.
Hi. Oh, how was the wedding?
Liz, excuse me, pardon me. Look out, coming through. Look out. Whoa, this place is smell-a-rama.
Hallelujah, I've died and gone to Kentucky!
He charges at a bunch of chickens.
Wish I could have made it.
Well, we wish you could have been there.
Hey, you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I don't know how to thank you enough for what you're doing.
Oh, are you kidding? The more the merrier. I just have to take that one short trip that I told you about.
You're going away?
Oh, Peter, I help drive the horses to winter grazing every year. Just for a couple of days.
Well, who's going to take care of Shadow? And
oh, my neighbor Frank. He always watches the animals while I'm gone. Don't worry, he's very trustworthy. Do you have a minute to come in?
Oh, I wish we could, but we've got a long way to go.
Chance, come here, boy, Chance. Come.
This is Miss Kate, Sassy. She's a nice lady, and she'll take good care of you. Won't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hope hugs Sassy, then hands her to Kate. Behind the hen house, Jamie and Chance play tug-of-war with a frisbee. Bob watches them.
Hey, give me that frisbee. Be a good boy, Chance.
How far can you throw that frisbee?
Pretty far.
Can you throw as far as that field over there?
Maybe you better do it.
Bob wrestles the frisbee from Chance's mouth and throws it.
Hey! Oh, now look what you did. You let it escape!
He chases the orange disc flying away.
Don't worry! I'll wrestle it to the ground and I'll chew it up so good it'll never fly away again!
Hope he doesn't forget me.
Bob lifts Jamie onto his shoulders.
Okay.
In the dirt driveway, Shadow sits up straight as Peter kneels and hugs him.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
I know you're sad. I wish I knew why.
We'll be back to visit next week, okay? I promise.
What's wrong?
Peter, it's time.
He hugs Shadow once more.
Don't worry, Peter. I'm here to protect you.
Be a good dog. Stay.
Stay?
Kate holds Sassy's paw and waves it.
Hope, where are you going?
Say bye, Hope.
All right. Easy on the fur coat.
I got it. Oh, it was crafty, all right, but I... Jamie?
Peter. Wait. Stay.
Chance returns with the frisbee, then drops it in the grass as the Jeep wagon pulls away. Shadow sits very still and watches the children wave goodbye. The Jeep drives past a fence and out of sight.
Shadow? Chance? Come on, fellas. Come on.
Kate lifts Sassy onto her shoulder. As she walks toward the house, Shadow stays in the driveway, staring into the distance. Now in the Jeep.
Oh, come on, guys. We're going to be back for a visit in a couple of weeks.
I thought we'd be back next week.
Yeah, Mom, I told Shadow I'd see him next weekend.
Oh, honey, they don't know the difference.
Yes, they will.
You know we can't come back every weekend.
Okay, 2 weeks then. But it can't be any longer, okay?
Okay, 2 weeks, it's a deal.
Cross your heart.
Cross my heart.
I just don't understand. Who are you going to get to watch over you? Who's going to wait for you to come home from school? Who's going to sleep at the foot of your bed? You'll come back. I know you'll come back.
Shadow lies down on Kate's front porch. Morning.
Hey, Shadow, come on. Breakfast time. Come on, boy. Ready?
Come on, that's a boy.
Hey, which of you guys are regular? Which ones are extra crispy?
Chance paws at the chickens in the hen house. Kate pours dog food.
Hey, I know that noise. Kibble!
Come on. Breakfast time.
Kibble, 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 kibble.
No, 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 no. Keep down. Keep down.
Kibble, 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 kibble. Kibble, 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 kibble.
There you
go. Where's kibble? Where's kibble?
Kate steps on Sassy's tail.
Oh, Sassy, I'm sorry. Oh, my beautiful tail.
Sorry, baby. Okay, look, here's your breakfast. See? Here we go.
All right, it's your turn.
Okay. You're supposed to warm it up.
Oh, come on, girl. I'm so sorry. Come on.
It's cold.
Okay, come on.
Well, don't expect a big tip from me.
Kate and Sassy watch Chance splatter kibble all over the floor.
I feel I'm going to be sick.
He eats the cat food.
Hey, hey, stop! That's mine!
Yeah, well, you snooze, you lose.
Ooh, canines.
Now, a horse.
Whoa, you sick or what? Hey, bath toys!
Chance chases ducks, then a goose.
Come on, come on, come on, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to chew on your neck. Whoa, what was that?
A pig.
Whoa, what a pig. Hey, what happened to your fur? Excuse me, but I'm the new chicken monitor here. Hey, you gotta fix this dog door. It's a little small. I'm afraid I may have left a very important bone around here, and here we go.
Chickens jump out of his way in the hen house. In one corner, a turkey stands taller than him.
Whoa! What the? Help! It's Birdzilla! I swear I'll never eat a McNugget again!
Chance bolts toward the porch. The turkey hops outside and watches the black and white bulldog run.
You guys won't believe some of the weird stuff they got around here. They got this bird the size of a Rottweiler. Looks like somebody ran over his head.
Shadow lies on the porch.
Oh, man, what are you waiting for? They're not coming back.
That just shows you how little you know.
It's happened before. To me, people use you and lose you.
Shame on you for betraying your boy.
Me betray him? Who ditched who? I mean, not that I care. I can get along just fine without him.
How dare you call yourself a dog?
A cat would know better.
Dogs are supposed to be faithful, loyal, and true.
Oh, to people? Why?
Didn't you even notice how sad Jamie looked when he left?
Sheesh, sorry. Man, didn't know anybody cared so much.
He lies down with his head between his paws. In San Francisco, Laura walks through an apartment and talks on the phone.
Fine.
Let me talk to Shadow.
Peter wants to talk to Shadow.
Peter? Somebody here wants to say hello to you.
Kate holds the phone for Shadow.
Shadow? Can you hear me, boy? Look, I know we promised we'd be back tomorrow, but we can't make it for another week, okay?
I never understand a thing when they do this.
Me neither, but you might as well humor them.
Did you hear that? He said hello.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He said Chance ate Sassy.
No, I'm just kidding. He said Sassy loves it there.
On Kate's porch, Chance eats a shoe.
You know, I don't even miss the old place. I mean, there's a lot more stuff to do here.
Ugh, I miss it. So much harder for a lady to keep clean here.
Sassy licks her paw. Shadow stares at the mountains. In the barn, Kate writes a note.
Thanks.
She slips the 2-page note under the edge of a bucket, then puts on a floppy, wide-brimmed hat and leaves the barn. The door kicks up a gust of wind and blows the 2nd page of the note onto the floor.
How much longer? Peter should have been here by now.
Why don't you relax, Gramps?
Grab yourself a shoe.
Oh, pups.
Do you have any idea where that's been?
Oh, yeah. That's why I love it. You want some?
I'm not into leather.
Now, where's she going?
Huh? Okay, you guys, I'll be back in a couple of days.
A car ride! We're going on a car ride! Let's go! All right!
No, sorry, boy. Not this time.
You stay here and be good. Okay? Bye-bye. Frank will be by to pick you later.
Something's happening.
What? What do you think it is?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Kate closes the gate to the yard, then drives away in a pickup truck with a horse trailer.
That's peculiar.
Chance skulks back to the porch.
You're locked in. I hate being locked in. This is just like it was back at the pound.
Chance, calm down.
You don't get it, do you? The pound is where humans lock you up when they don't want you anymore.
Not want me? Impossible.
Don't listen to him. He's just making it up to scare you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you two pampered pets haven't been out in the streets like I have. I've been to the pound, remember? Don't tell me there's no pound. I know about the pound.
Something doesn't smell right. They've been gone way too long. Much longer than they should have been. Something's really wrong.
Wake up and smell the kibble. They dumped us.
No, it isn't true.
They love you and they dump you.
Not Peter.
You could be right, Shadow. It's been too much time, way too much time.
Something is keeping Peter from coming to me, so I'm going to go to him.
You guys kill me. She locked the gate, remember?
I don't care about gates.
He spots a stump near the fence.
I'm going home.
What?
What did you say?
Shadow jumps onto the tree stump and over the fence.
No way.
Shadow, wait. It's too far. You don't know the way. What if they come back here looking for us?
It's time to go, Sassy. I'm going home.
Oh, it's crazy. Who'll feed you?
You won't make it out there on the road. That's where they catch you and take you to the pound. I'm staying right here.
The turkey appears.
Oh, Birdzilla returns. Hey, guys, wait up. I'm coming. Oh, don't let him eat me.
Chance jumps onto two wobbly garbage cans beside the stump. As the turkey charges, he leaps.
Oh, that hurt. Look out, chicken butts coming through! Pardon me.
Landing in the driveway, Chance races through a field of tall grass. His floppy ears and jowls bounce up and down. Shadow and Sassy run ahead.
Home is just over that mountain. We'll be there before dark.
How do you figure? It took us ages to get this far.
That was a long way. We'll take the shortcut straight up and over.
Hey! Wait up! Hey, guys, wait up! Here I am.
I thought you were gonna stay, Pop.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better come along in case you two needed protection.
My hero. Guess I'm gonna have to stare at your butt the whole way.
I'll race you to the trees.
And so began the most perilous journey of our lives.
Now, a map.
The Sierras extend to over 250 miles north and south, and to over 50 miles east and west.
As a teacher whacks the map with a pointer, students jump. In the class, Peter draws a golden retriever in his notebook. Now, the animals climb a hill.
Oh, I broke a nail.
Not much further now.
I think maybe little Miss Furball needs a rest, don't you think?
What's the matter, pup? Too much for a tough guy like you?
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm just sick of hearing her whine.
Oh, this ground isn't nearly soft enough.
Almost there, Sassy.
I hate these package tours.
At Kate's ranch, a bearded man gets out of a truck.
Hey, dogs. Come on.
He enters the yard and looks at the porch.
Kitty? Hey, kitty.
Scanning the side of the house, he enters the barn. Under the bucket, he finds just the top page of Kate's note.
Thanks for feeding. This old dog seems really homesick, so I've taken him and the other two.
He looks at the back of the page and frowns.
Take them where? Cat on the stock drive? You gotta be kidding me. Okay, I know you're hungry. I'm coming.
Now, on a rocky slope.
I want to be home. Well, the tallest thing I have to climb is a bookshelf.
Stop's just ahead. You'll be able to see our house from there. Keep marching.
Don't worry. I'm going to be glad to put this place behind me. First of all, there's way too many new smells to learn. Not to mention, I got about 10 million trees to mark, and I don't know about you, but I am running on empty.
Finally. Oh, Shadow.
Whoa. Get a load of this.
They look out over a range of huge, craggy mountains.
You could see everything from up here. Except the house. I don't see the house. Where's the house, Shadow?
Well, thank you, Shadow. It's been simply a divine vacation. But I think I'll just stay here and wait for the bus.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going? Where's he going?
Shadow?
I told you, I'm going home.
You can't be serious.
I have to go. Peter might be in trouble.
Well, you look around. We're in trouble. Home's not that way. Can't you smell straight?
Oh, it's out there. I have a sixth sense. You'll have it one day.
Shadow, you're not as young as you used to be.
I'm going home, Sassy. That's all. Now, you two coming or not?
Look, there's no way I'm gonna let an old-timer like you go it alone. I'll be your guard dog.
This isn't a game, pup. If you're coming, you're gonna have to keep up.
All right. Hey, don't worry about me. I got the stuff. It's you I'm worried about.
You two are really gonna go off and leave me here?
You wait for that bus. You'll do fine.
Yeah, we'll send you a dead bird when we get there.
I prefer to do my own shopping.
Au revoir, Sassy.
Hey! All right, wait up.
I can't believe I'm following a couple of irresponsible, misguided, mangy, canine plague lifters.
There was more to that old boy than I'd given him credit for. I was soon to learn just how much more. But even in that moment, I had to admire his faith, wherever it might lead us.
The two dogs and Sassy run down the rocky mountainside. They reach a flatter brown plateau beside a valley thick with trees. Beyond it, endless mountains reach for the sky. Some are covered by forests, others are rocky and tipped with patches of snow. Later, the animals trot across a field tinted orange by the setting sun. In moonlight, they run up a pile of boulders. In daylight, the dogs splash through a stream while Sassy uses a fallen tree as a bridge. Shadow wades through another stream. Chance leaps over it. Now, Chance finds a dung heap in a clearing.
Check it out. What kind of animal made that?
That? You don't want to know.
Whoa, that's as big as Sassy.
Thanks, darling.
Woo, but it smells better.
At least I don't roll in it like some species.
A raccoon in a tree stops cleaning itself as Chance claws at the trunk.
Oh, right. Like if you yap at it, it's going to come right down and ask you to eat it. Pitiful.
He pokes his head in a hollow log.
What's that smell? That smells interesting.
Chance leaps away and a skunk waddles out.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I never thought anything could smell too much. Hey, Shadow, you want to have some fun? Go stick your head in that hole.
Pace yourself, pup. We got a long way to go.
No sweat, pops. I could go out like this for days.
Nighttime. Dark clouds float past the moon.
Oh, I'm too poop to poop.
Shh, just sleep.
I can't sleep. I'm too tired to sleep. I'm tired and I'm hungry. And this place is spooky. I don't like it here. Gives me the creeps.
Oh, fraidy cat. I mean dog.
You two pipe down and go to sleep.
The dogs lie on the ground. Sassy sits on a slanted trunk.
Now what?
There's something out there.
Ooh.
Enough, Sassy. Now sleep.
I'm telling you guys, there's something out there.
Chance lies with his chin on his paw as a snake slithers past. His baggy eyes scan the trees. He and Sassy both look up, startled.
What was that? Something's out there. What do I do?
Stay right where you are.
What is it?
Moose, probably.
Oh, a moose. What's a moose?
Big, razor-toothed animal. Comes out at night to eat the tails off smaller animals.
Yow! Don't worry, I'll protect you.
Of course, mooses can't climb trees.
Don't have to. They can reach right up to the top. You'll be safer on the ground with us.
Me? Sassy? Sleep in the dirt?
Grass waves in the wind. Sassy looks up at the moon. Morning. Sassy lies asleep next to Chance.
Wow, look who's down in the dirt with the dogs. Morning, honey.
Ugh! Dog breath! Ugh!
Up and at 'em, you two. I've found our breakfast.
Great. I hope it's garbage.
No, even better.
With you two gourmets, I can just imagine.
Fine, stay here and diet.
Are you calling me fat?
Of course not. For a hippopotamus.
He hits a tree.
I meant to do that.
Uh-huh. Serves you right.
Underwater, fish swim by.
There's one. No, wait, there's one. Where? Shadow, how'd you get one of these?
Sassy.
Oh, wait, there's... No. Sassy, help me out here, will you? I'm starving.
Say it first.
Oh.
Say it.
Okay, cats rule and dogs drool.
I can't hear you.
Cats rule and dogs drool. You happy?
Thank you, precious.
You're welcome, cupcake.
She reaches into the river.
Woo! There you go.
Hey, thanks. Whoa, whoa, fish. Sit. Hey, fish.
The fish flips itself over and over in the grass, landing near two large bear cubs.
Hey, Scram, get your own fish.
Careful, pup.
No, we didn't invite these guys. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here. Buzz off, you party crashers. Go steal some porridge.
Chance.
The two cubs run through some bushes. One of them shimmies up a tree.
You guys catch that? I smoked them.
I wouldn't be so cocky, Chance.
Hey, whoa, time out. Look, when Chance scares somebody off, they be gone.
Chance!
Lousy punks think because they're bigger than me, they can steal my fish? Well, they ain't even that big.
Chance, get away from there.
What is this? Gosh, you look hungry. May I recommend the trout?
A huge mother bear stands on her hind legs. Chance runs, followed by Shadow and Sassy. Later, a white waterfall gushes from a hillside into the speeding river. Shadow stands watching.
Well, looks like we don't have any choice but to go straight across.
Chance, when will you grow up? That bear could have eaten you. Do you realize how painful that would have been for the bear?
Oh, go hawk up a hairball.
Oh, yeah, that hurt. Ooh, really hurt.
Sassy, Chance, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cross here.
But there isn't a bridge here.
Come on.
I don't see any stepping stones.
No, wait up.
Shadow wades into the water.
It's gentle here, Sassy. You can swim across.
I don't have to swim. I have a note.
It's fun to swim. Come on, you'll like it.
Except for the water part.
Come on, you two.
Don't be such a sissy, Sassy.
You know how to swim?
I happen to be a champagne dog paddler. Bonsai! Oh, that's cold! Oh, that's cold.
It's easy, Sassy.
Cold.
I prefer the dry look.
Sassy stops at the edge of the river as the dogs paddle across and run up a hill.
I think I shrank in there.
Please, don't make that noise, Sassy. I'll come back and swim beside you.
Oh, don't bother. I'll find my own way across.
The water just gets worse further down. Where is you? Sassy!
I can't believe what they want me to do. Just so they can have the pleasure of my company.
She just doesn't want to get wet, you know. She can swim. She can.
She won't. She won't. She won't. She won't.
Sassy finds a path of logs and boulders across the river.
Won't. Ah, oh, this is more like it. I'm so clever, I amaze myself.
She hops across without getting wet.
Will you look at that?
Cats rule and dogs drool.
Jumping rocks. Typical cat move.
Good girl, Sassy. All right?
Never better.
She lands on a log pointing out of the water.
Ah, yes.
Well, good work.
The log falls.
Oh, and I just had this coat cleaned.
Sassy?
Oh, help, help.
Sassy's in the river, Chance.
The speeding current sweeps Sassy toward the falls. In the river, waves crash over us. Shadow and Chance run along the riverbank.
Hang on, Sassy!
Another huge wave covers her. Shadow races to a spot where he can see her head bobbing up and down.
Sassy, I caught her! Keep your head above water!
Oh, Shadow!
She dunks underwater.
He
runs to a log in the middle of the river.
Help.
As the current sweeps her past, Shadow leaps into the water.
Help me.
Sassy, swim hard!
Please, help!
She nears the waterfall.
Sassy!
Jenna!
She disappears into the crashing white water of the falls. Up above, Shadow swims in a circle. Chance gallops down a hill to a large rock on the riverbank. Keeping his eyes on Shadow, he jumps in.
Did you find her? Where is she?
I couldn't reach her, but we've got to keep trying. Hurry. Maybe she made it to the other side.
Later, Shadow trots out of the woods. He stands on some rocks at the top of the waterfall. Chance arrives. His flat, pushed-in face is all white with a spot of black below his nose. The orange-furred Shadow looks down.
I don't see her, Shadow. Do you?
No. It swallowed her up.
The two dogs look down at the white, watery spray. It tumbles 50 feet through the air, then flows over a rocky ledge. Moss-covered logs lie scattered over the land on both sides. Waves smash over boulders which poke up from the swift river. As the water bubbles, spins, and glides around the large dark gray rocks, daylight begins to fade. The sky turns pinkish and outlines tall trees near the river. Its light glows pink on the surface. Shadow sits on the riverbank, staring at the water as it flows away.
I shouldn't have made her come.
It's not your fault. She wanted to come.
But it's my responsibility. I had a responsibility to Sassy, to love her and protect her. The same as I have to you and to Peter. And the same as you have to Jamie.
But we didn't ask for this job.
We didn't have to. It's built in. Has been ever since the dawn of time, when a few wild dogs took it upon themselves to watch over man, to bark when he's in danger, to run and play with him when he's happy, to nuzzle him when he's lonely. That's why they call us man's best friend.
Chance looks down from a rock behind Shadow.
Looking at him that night, he seemed so wise and ancient, like the first dog that ever walked the earth. And I just hope that one day I could be like him.
Shadow gazes into the distance, his long, soft ears folded close to his head and his proud nose held high. Daytime. Near the bottom of the waterfall, a rainbow shimmers in the mist. Shadow stands on a giant moss-covered boulder, looking at the river. The water behind him spatters and soaks his long, thick coat. Chance watches from the dry edge of the forest.
I'll miss you, Sassy.
Shadow blinks, then looks off to the side and climbs down among the fallen logs. Later, an eagle flies over us with its wings spread wide. A man watches it through binoculars.
There you are. Master of the sky. You're the boss.
He sits and pulls a notebook out of a canvas bag.
Third sighting in 4 months. Not bad.
Making a check mark, he puts the book away.
Not bad at all. What's that?
A waterlogged lump of fur by the river.
You poor thing. How did you get way out here?
He picks up Sassy.
Let me see. You're alive?
Later, smoke rises from the chimney of a small log cabin. Inside, the bird watcher dries Sassy's forehead with a cloth.
Yeah, that girl. Get you all cleaned up here now. Yeah.
Shadow.
What's a classy dame like you doing way out here in the sticks?
Her blue eyes blink open.
Shadow.
Some rest.
Chance.
Some food.
Shadow.
Be all right.
Now in a field, Chance chases a bird.
You'll never catch anything if you're not patient.
I can't help it. I'm starving.
I'm starving too, but you have to be patient.
Stop barking. You scare everything away.
They find a rabbit.
Don't move a muscle.
I won't.
And don't yell.
Okay.
Wait till I say go.
Say what?
Go.
Yeah.
No!
Chance chases the rabbit away.
There goes the bunny. There goes the pup.
The bunny dives into a hole.
There goes breakfast.
I hate fast food.
That's it, pup. You're on your own.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll do it right. Just give me a second chance.
That was your second chance. Chance?
Give me a third chance. Come on, please. I'm starving.
At the river.
All right. One last time.
Now, how did Sassy do this? I don't want it. I don't want it.
Sassy loved to see this.
Chance yanks his head out of the water. A crayfish hangs by one claw to his lip. At the ranch, Kate comes home and gets out of her truck.
Shadow? Chance? Sassy?
Welcome home.
Hey.
Been watching for you all morning. How was it?
Oh, boy, that trail gets longer every year. You need a nice soak and a hot tub.
How'd the animals take to it?
The horses?
No, the dogs and cat.
What?
You didn't take them with you?
Frank, you don't take pets on a stock drive.
Well, that's what I thought, but your note said you'd taken them.
No, ma'am. And I gotta tell you, domesticated animals wouldn't stand a chance out here. We've got bears, mountain lions. These are serious predators.
Is there anybody else in the Park Service I can call? Oh, would you? Oh, I'd appreciate it. Oh, I gave you my number, didn't I? Oh, good. Yeah, well, it's just a shot. Bye.
Frank joins her in the kitchen.
You've done everything you can.
She looks sadly down at the table.
Not everything.
In San Francisco, Laura sits on the couch, hugging Hope and Jamie. Peter sits on the couch's arm.
Well, maybe we can go look for them. Really?
I really don't think we're going to be able to do that, guys.
Why couldn't we?
Look, Peter, we all miss him. We're going to do everything we can to find him. But we have to be patient.
We have to do something.
Trying to find three animals in the wilderness is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I think we need to be realistic.
I don't care what you think. I told you he'd think I abandoned him, but you made us come anyway. It's your fault. It's all your fault.
Peter!
He storms down the hall to his room. Bob sighs and runs a hand through his hair. Now, a glass office door has the name Professor Seaver painted on it in black letters. Bob sits inside, working at his computer. A young woman enters.
Professor.
What?
They're waiting for you.
Who?
Dean Maxwell and the grant committee.
Oh, I forgot.
Pressing a key on the computer, he grabs his suit jacket and throws it on.
Come on. Print. Print, you Stone Age piece of junk.
Professor.
Yeah, okay.
He puts tape on the edge of a photo.
Listen, could you do me a big favor, please? Have 100 of those printed up. As a personal favor to me, I really appreciate it. Thanks.
He sticks the photo of the animals to a page reading Lost Pets, making a reward poster.
Hungry, hungry, hungry. Hungry, 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 hungry.
Again?
First thing I'm going to do when I get back is raid the trash can.
I just want to see Peter.
Yep, straight into the garbage. Snout first. Darn good eating.
The dogs run over a beach. Inside the bird watcher's cabin, an oil lamp burns above a framed collection of butterflies. The man peers into a microscope.
Oh, no. I'm with strangers. And I look like something the dog dragged in.
Sassy licks her fur.
Well, you made it through the night. I guess that means you're going to be okay. Think you can keep some milk down?
He puts on spectacles and crosses the room.
Was that my sixth life? Oh, I'll just say it was my fourth.
Here you go. Nice, warm goat's milk. Compliments of Aretha.
Sassy drinks hungrily.
Hey, this isn't low fat, but it is pretty good.
Remember hot dogs?
Yeah. Never much liked the name.
Well, I don't think they're really made out of dog.
I don't think they're made of meat.
They taste the best when they fall in the dirt.
Yeah.
As the dogs cross a rocky hillside, a mountain lion watches from high above and licks its chops.
Did you know Peter used to slip me broccoli under the table?
Ugh, gag me with roughage!
The big, muscular cat crawls slowly toward them. Underwater, bubbles rise around Shadow's face. He searches for fish. The mountain lion stops on a ledge above the beach and crouches. Chance sees it and jumps back.
Whoa! Shadow! 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 Shadow!
His friend's head is deep underwater.
Oh! Shadow! Shadow! Shadow!
What?
There's a huge cat!
It's gone.
Balderdash, you're smelling things. Now stop scaring the fish.
But it was there! I didn't just smell it, I... There it is again! Shadow! Shadow! Shadow!
Young dog, just... Run!
The two dogs race away, chased by the lion.
I'm such a wimp! I'm running from a cat!
I won't tell if you won't.
Of course this is your ordinary house cat. I mean, this is like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They climb over the top of a dusty hill and hide. Red rocks rise from the ground in tall columns. Some have flat rocks on their tops, making T-shapes. The lion stops at the top of the hill.
Listen, if I don't make it, well, I got a pile of bones buried in the backyard.
We'll make it.
I knew it. We're trapped. We're goners.
They stand on a high cliff above the river.
Look, the bones are buried next to the jungle gym, and the TV remote control is under the seesaw.
Seesaw? Seesaw? Chance, you're a genius.
I am not. What's a genius?
Never mind. This is going to take teamwork.
Shadow glances at a long, flat rock with a round rock beneath its center. It looks like Hope's seesaw. The mountain lion pads down the dusty hill past the T-shaped rocks. Shadow runs out into the open. The lion creeps to the edge of a hill and looks down at Shadow. Shadow runs. The muscular mountain lion lowers its body down the sheer rock face, then jumps to the ground. Tall grass blurs as the two animals run through it. Shadow in front, the lion chasing him. In a forest, the mountain lion leaps over a log. Shadow darts between trees. Chance waits on a ledge above the rock seesaw.
I sure hope this works.
Get ready, Chance. Here he comes. He's right behind me. Wait for my signal, okay? And get down.
Chance drops onto his stomach. Peeking over the ledge, he sees the lion. It paces toward Shadow, who looks up and wags his tail.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Come on, come on.
As Shadow backs up to the seesaw, the mountain lion approaches.
Get ready, Chance.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The lion steps onto the seesaw.
Not yet. Almost. Now!
A butterfly distracts Chance.
Hey, cut it out.
Chance, now!
Hasta la vista, kitty!
Chance jumps onto the seesaw, flinging the lion into the air. It lands in the river.
Yeah, we did it!
Whoa, a couple of geniuses, right, Shadow? Yes! Look at that! Hey, hey! Dogs rule and cats drool! Woo!
In the distance, the bird watcher pats Sassy.
What's that?
She looks out over a swampy pond and into the trees.
Shadow? Shadow! And Chance!
All right, all right. Take care of yourself now. And steer clear of the river.
She runs away.
Come on, guys. Keep barking. Let me know where you are.
Two deer look up as Sassy bounds past them in a field. She pauses on a rock.
P.U. They were here, all right.
She runs down the red, dusty slope with the T-shaped rocks. Chance chases Shadow.
You were great! You were like Rin Tin Tin.
Like who?
Rin Tin Tin. Don't you ever watch TV?
That's not real.
Oh, it is true.
You can't smell it, can you?
Well, anyway, you were great.
Sassy climbs onto a rock pile and sees the dogs in the distance.
Sassy?
Couldn't be.
Sassy!
Sassy!
My boys! My boys! Sassy!
They run to each other.
Sassy! Oh, good girl for all.
Chance! Shadow!
Sassy!
Oh, Shadow! I thought I would never see
you're
you
alive.
Again! Oh,
Sassy!
Oh, I missed you so much, Sassy.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Well, we could have used you around.
I missed you too, Chance.
Hey, can we go fishing now, Sassy? Huh? Can't we?
Chance, you are hopeless, but all right, let's go fishing.
Yes, fish.
Later, by the river.
Great fish, Sassy. Full stomach sure feels good.
Yeah, I guess I kind of pigged out.
Excuse me.
We'd better get a move on. We can still make a few miles before dark.
I'd give anything to have Hope scoop me up in her arms right now.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see the look on Jamie's face when we come strolling up.
Jamie? I thought you didn't care about him.
Why,
A porcupine.
Whoa! Hey, check it out, intruder at 4 o'clock.
What is that?
He got me. I think it's a squirrel having a really bad hair day. Whoa, hey!
Leave it alone, Chance.
Are you kidding me? I gotta check this out. Hey, you, pal!
No, don't. Doesn't smell right.
Will you look at this guy? This is like Mondo Bizarro. All right, pal, you know the routine. Assume the position. I sniff you, you sniff me. Hey, where are you going? Hey, did I say you could go? Come back here. Hey, what about that hair? Would you stick your tongue in a toaster? He bit me with his butt!
Shadow and Sassy run to him.
Oh, Chance, you really are a bulldog, aren't you?
I was just curious.
Like my mother always said, curiosity killed the dog.
Sassy, can you pull those things out?
I'll try.
She bites at several quills sticking into the right side of Chance's snout.
Sassy, you got my lift. You got my lift.
It's all right. I'm a professional.
They look like they're in deep.
Really deep.
Whatever you do, don't lick yourself.
The prickly porcupine waddles away.
Jerk.
Now in a police station. Peter watches an officer lead a man with a mohawk to an inner room.
Move right through the door. Excuse us.
He approaches a sergeant behind a tall desk.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I need some help finding a member of my family. Mm-hmm. Actually, 3 members of my family.
How long have they been missing?
Well, they ran away about a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Your name?
Peter Burnford.
Where are your parents?
They don't know I'm here.
You better give me their names.
Laura Burnford, that's my mom. All right, let's go. And my dad, well, her husband's name is Bob Siever.
I need a physical description of the missing persons.
Well, there's Shadow. He's got brown eyes and sandy-colored hair. And Sassy's got blue eyes. She's Himalayan.
Himalayan?
That's right. And Chance is, well, he's white with black spots.
Black spots?
That's right.
Look, kid. This is the San Francisco Police Department. We can't go chasing after stray cats and dogs. I'm sorry, but we got more important things to do.
Well, this is important to me and my brother and sister. What are we supposed to do, just forget about them?
The sergeant pauses and looks back at him.
Let me tell you something that might help you out. Sometimes when we're looking for a suspect, we make up these reward posters and we put them up all over the city. Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's a shot.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
The sergeant smiles.
Hey, kid. Good luck.
Thanks.
At the apartment, Peter pulls a box down from the top of a bookshelf. He finds a piece of paper under it, Bob's reward poster.
Peter? You want me to help you find something? Mom? Who made these?
Bob did.
He did?
Yeah, I sent him everywhere.
Why didn't he say anything about it?
That's the way you talked to him the other night. I think he's afraid to even look at you. And he didn't want to get your hopes up.
Has anyone called?
She shakes her head sadly.
I miss Shadow, Mom.
Oh, honey.
I really miss him.
She hugs him close and rocks him. Now, on the far side of a pond, Shadow and Sassy trot through tall grass. Chance walks slowly past a tree. He keeps his nose close to the pine needles on the ground. 5 porcupine quills still cling to his lip, each one with a glob of dried blood at the bottom. Later, on a slope.
You gonna make it, Chance?
Yeah, sure. You go ahead, Sassy.
They all stop at the edge of a valley and look down.
Oh, no.
Another waterfall.
Don't worry, Chance. The water, it isn't so bad.
Yeah, sure.
No, really. We can just hold his head above the water.
Wait, listen.
Now what?
I don't know. Stay there. I'll find out.
Shadow runs off. Nearby, a little girl with long, straggly blonde hair sits on a rock. She hugs herself and leans forward.
Mommy!
Shadow hurries down a hill and finds the spot where the girl is sitting. He stops a few feet behind her. She turns around. As she backs away, Shadow sits.
No, don't be afraid. Good dog.
He gives her his paw.
Doggy.
She holds out a hand to him.
Sassy, Chance.
Shadow's 2 friends run down the rocky hillside to join him. He licks the little girl's hand.
It's okay.
She puts her arms around his neck and hugs him tightly.
Okay.
Poor thing. She's lost.
Yeah, I know how she feels.
Nighttime. An almost full moon hovers above the trees. In single file, people with flashlights walk through the forest.
Power! Polly! Power! Polly!
At the middle of the line, a woman sobs and hugs her husband's hand to her chest. Now, morning. The little girl lies asleep next to Shadow. He wakes up.
Shadow, is that people?
Yes, I'm going to find them.
No, no strangers, Shadow. They'll take us to the pound and lock us up. We'll never come out again.
They're just looking for the little girl, Chance. She needs us. We have to help.
Oh, I hope you know what you're doing. I don't want to go back there again, ever.
Don't worry. Sassy, you keep her warm. I'll be right back.
Hurry, Shadow.
She carefully lies on top of the sleeping girl, covering her with warm fur. There are 13 people in the search party. Shadow sees them on a wooden bridge. Molly's father stops and looks up.
What is it, old fella?
Shadow looks at him, then runs off up the hill. Molly wakes up and pats Sassy. Molly's dad runs down a path after Shadow. He sees his little girl.
Molly!
Molly! Daddy!
Molly's dad hugs her. He wraps her in his jacket, puts her in her mom's arms, then hugs both of them together.
I'm not so sure about this.
It's gonna be all right.
Molly's dad kneels in front of Shadow.
Thank you for saving my little girl's life.
The man gently pats him on the head. A woman forest ranger approaches.
Uniforms. They've got uniforms.
It's okay. They're here to help.
I know you guys. Mark, get over here. Look at this. Mark, these are the animals that were on the flyer we got.
I can't believe it.
These are them.
These guys in pretty bad need of a vet.
Okay, guys. You're going home.
Home?
Oh, yeah. You're going home.
Home.
Later, the ranger looks at Bob's poster as she waits on the telephone.
Is this a Robert Seaver?
Yes.
Bob's eyes bug out.
When? You found them? Well, that's great!
They're okay. They've been taken to the Pineville Animal Shelter on Route 90.
Thank you! Yes!
The other people in the college lobby stare at him. Now, at Peter's school.
Yes!
He meets Hope on the stairs. At a play rehearsal, Jamie holds a huge pumpkin.
All right, children, now settle down, settle down. All right, now let's see.
Jamie!
Mom?
We found him!
Yay!
He drops the pumpkin and runs to meet his family.
What? Found who?
Sorry about the magic pumpkin, Miss Winters. We'll replace it.
The whole family runs out of the auditorium. Now, the animals ride in a pickup truck.
Wait a minute. We've turned around.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
This isn't right. Home's the other way.
They took us to the pound! I told you! This is it! This is the end of the line! We gotta get out of here!
No chance.
Two men put leashes on them.
No, you don't understand! Dogs and cats come in here! They disappear and you never see them again!
It's okay, Chance. These people are only trying to help.
Calm down. Nobody's gonna hurt you.
Help!
Hey!
They slip a muzzle over Shadow's nose. Sassy watches from the front seat.
Shadow! Shadow!
One man leads Shadow into a garage. A chubbier one drags Chance toward a door.
Come on, it's okay.
Oh, no! Don't let him take me in the back room! No! Shadow, please help me! Shadow!
Sassy, run! Save yourself!
Okay, Missy, your turn.
Sassy runs into the woods.
Wait a minute! Kirkwood!
Kirkwood, the thin guard, puts Shadow in a kennel cage. A Doberman bares its fangs and Shadow jumps.
Family's gonna be a real son.
So this is it. Chance knew all along.
Outside.
Oh, that way. Can't be too far.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
The chubby guard searches for Sassy.
Kitty.
Not on your life, chubby.
Sassy hides deeper in the bushes as he pokes them with a big net.
No, dummy.
He gives up and goes back inside.
Oof, what a bozo.
Now, a vet.
Hold on, boy. I'll take a look at you.
What are you guys gonna do?
You are one lucky pup.
Yes. Oh, hey, get your paws off me.
I just got those two back. And I will not lose them now. Oop.
She jumps through a torn window screen into the shelter where Chubby eats.
Oh, yeah, chow down, Chubby.
The vet pulls the quills from Chance's face.
Oh, okay, I'll talk. I left the gift on the carpet. I let Sassy take the heat for the time I unrolled the toilet paper all over the house. I stole underwear on three occasions. Right, okay, four.
It's all right.
Other dogs in the kennel.
Hey, shake that tail, baby.
I don't believe it. Cat calls.
Nice whiskers, baby.
Sassy opens Shadow's cage.
So, big fella, what are you in for?
Sassy.
Shh, keep it down.
I told you to run away.
I never listen to dogs. Where's Chance?
They took him into the back room. I think something awful is happening to him.
Oh, please stop. Oh, just let me die.
You're killing him, Sassy.
No, get off!
Chubby finds Sassy and Shadow outside the vet's room.
Hey, Cat, how'd you get in here?
I'll take care of Tubbo. You get Chance.
Sassy runs down the hall.
I'm coming back for you.
Atta girl, Sassy.
All right, this way, Thunderbutt.
Chance. Can you hear me, Chance?
Oh, Shadow! Shadow, please help me, please!
Well, get out.
Please. Don't let him hurt me anymore, please!
Woohoo, this way. No, this way, just don't fall on me.
Chubby chases Sassy back and forth down a hall.
Am I bad? Oh, yes.
Chance?
Enough already! Okay. Hey, Shadow! Are you there?
I'm out here, Chance.
Well, get in here!
See, old fella, your friend?
Shadow shoves the door open.
Get out of here! Run, Chance! Run!
Both dogs escape. The vet slams the door on Kirkwood's face.
Where's Sassy?
She's on a secret mission.
Whoa!
I'm bad. Oh! Ow!
Chubby grabs her by the neck.
Hurts!
Gotcha!
Shadow and Chance charge down the hall and knock Chubby down. He clutches Sassy. The dogs hit a pile of boxes and a dead-end hallway.
Watch it!
They turn around.
Let her go!
Come on!
This way, guys! Come on!
Kirkwood! Kirkwood!
As the dogs run back over Chubby, he lets go of Sassy. All three animals run outside. Sassy slips under a fence, but the hole is too small for the dogs. They start to dig.
Hurry! Come on!
Dig! I'm trying!
He jumps out of the way and lets Shadow take over. Inside, Chubby grabs his cat net. Shadow squeezes under the fence, but Chance's collar gets stuck.
Oh no! I'm stuck!
Hurry, here he comes!
Chubby runs to the fence and grabs Chance.
Hurry up, Chance!
It's soaking me!
Don't get mad, Shadow!
No! Come on. Off of me! Shut up!
Chance keeps squirming. Shadow leaps, scaring Chubby back.
Yes!
Chance slips under the fence and the three animals dart away. Kirkwood runs out and stands beside Chubby.
I didn't know better. I think they planned this.
The animals disappear into the woods. Now, in the family Jeep.
You know, if you hadn't made those flyers, we'd probably never find them.
Well, it was a long shot, but we got lucky.
They all grin.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Boy, Shadow, the way you nailed that vet, you're a regular action figure.
Ward was nothing next to you tripping that big guy. Splat!
Not to mention...
Yeah, Sassy the super cat.
The animals run over a covered bridge. They trot into the woods just as the Jeep rounds a corner. They drive away through the covered bridge.
Sure, cats are agile, but dogs have brute strength.
Well, that may be.
Hey, hang on just a minute.
Come on, let's go, guys.
No, wait.
What is it, Shadow?
I don't know. I got a funny feeling all of a sudden. Like something's telling me to go back the other way. Strange, huh?
Well, back to the pound? What, is he crazy?
Yeah, you're right.
Shadow glances back at the covered bridge, then lowers his head and jogs on. Later, the animals run over a mound of boulders, past a mountain covered with evergreens. They cross one open field after another. The setting sun turns the sky a deep orange.
Shadow and Sassy had risked their lives for me. I never knew I'd have friends like that. The feeling was all very new to me. I liked it.
At the shelter, lightning flashes. Kirkwood walks outside with Bob.
Sorry this worked out this way, sir.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Bob trudges toward the Jeep.
Let's keep looking, Mom. They were just here.
Oh, well, honey, that was hours ago. I mean, they could be miles away by now. Listen to me. The people here have promised to do everything they can, and they'll call us the minute that they get word.
Peter wanders away from the rest of the family, his head bowed.
We came so close to getting them back. At least we know they're alive. If the animals made it this far, they just might make it all the way home.
Shadow!
Can't give up.
Shadow! Shadow!
Daytime. Shadow and Chance wander through a field with tall trees all around it.
Are we going in circles? That tree smells familiar.
Of course it does. It's pine.
Oh.
Later, Sassy reaches a pile of stones and sits.
Hurry up! Oh, look, you guys! We made it!
In a valley far below, a city stretches toward the horizon.
Wow. Shadow, this is incredible. You were right all along.
Oh, isn't that the most beautiful sight you ever saw?
Come on, you two. Let's go home.
They start down the hill toward a wide, paved road.
Even now, I don't really know how he did it. But there we were, finally, looking down at the road that would lead us home.
Now a train. It passes the animals. They run across a railroad yard.
Home is just beyond these tracks. We should be there before dark.
I've heard that before.
Just be very careful.
Another train pulls in. Shadow stands waiting in the middle of the tracks.
Come on, you two. Watch carefully where you're going. Look both ways.
The others catch up.
Stay with me. Hurry up.
Not so fast.
Come on, hurry up.
The train just misses Sassy.
You all right, Sass?
Me? I laugh at danger.
Me too. But I'll laugh later. Let's get out of here.
I'm so sick of nature, I could puke. After this, I intend to live indoors on a velvet cushion filled with bird feathers and be served filet of mouse on a silver platter.
All right, Sassy. We're nearly home. Come on.
Shadow!
As Shadow steps on a wooden board, it collapses. He falls into a deep pit.
Shadow?
Oh, Shadow.
Sassy and Chance stand over the pit, staring down at their fallen friend and shivering. Shadow lies on his side in thick, soggy mud. Pieces of broken boards lie all around him.
Poor old guy.
His eyes open.
Shadow?
Are you okay?
Yeah, my leg hurts pretty badly.
Is it broken?
I don't know. It's hard to move it.
Hey, look at this. It's not as steep over here, Shadow. Maybe you can climb out here.
I'll try.
Shadow sits up slowly.
Come on, you can do it. You got us this far.
He crawls to a steep mud slope.
Yeah, that's it. Great, keep coming.
Shadow gets halfway up, then slips back down again.
Come on, if you can jump in a river to save me, this should be easy.
Yeah, that's right, and after outrunning a mountain lion. Come on.
Come on, Shadow.
That's good. Now take it slow, one step at a time. One step at a time, Shadow.
He slips again.
Oh, hang on.
Come on, come right back. Come on, you're so close.
He slides back.
Shadow!
All the way to the bottom.
Shadow!
Oh, Shadow!
Oh, no, don't lie down. Don't lie down!
Sorry, I can't make it.
Why not? Of course you can make it.
Try, Shadow. Please try.
I just can't.
He lies down in the mud and drops his head between his front paws. His friends peer sadly down at him. Now, Chance steps under a board and onto the slope. He slides down to Shadow.
Look, you pushed me this far, now I'm pushing you the rest of the way. You know, back there in the woods, even when things look really bad, I always believed we'd make it because I thought you were too stubborn to quit. Well, you're not gonna quit. Not now, not when we're this close. Now try again!
Do you think it's easy for me to admit I can't do it? I'm too old.
That's not true. There's nothing you can't do.
I have nothing more to give, Chance. And it's time for you to be on your own.
But I want you with me. I love you, Shadow.
You've learned everything you need, Chance. Now all you have to learn is how to say goodbye.
Shadow lowers his head. Chance looks pleadingly up at Sassy. She crouches at the edge of the pit.
I won't let you give up.
Beyond the railway yard, the sun sets behind tall mountains. The sky glows golden like a dying fire. Fade to black. Now, at the family house, Laura places a large roast turkey on the table.
Now, I can't stay but a minute, but here's a welcome home pie for you.
Oh, thank you.
Where are the kids?
Oh, they're out in the backyard with Bob. I know he's going to break his neck.
How are they doing?
They're much better now that we're back at home.
Oh!
In the yard.
Bird for the fam, yes!
Yeah!
We win!
Bob lifts Jamie to the basketball hoop.
Me next!
Opie, I think I'm getting too old for this stuff.
Oh, please, Daddy, please.
Bob's eyes grow wide. He looks down at Hope. She stands with her mouth open, looking at Peter. He smiles and throws the ball to Bob.
Yeah, come on, Dad.
Okay.
Hope climbs onto his back.
Come
on. Now don't let go, whatever you do, huh?
I will.
Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go!
Oh, no.
She shoots a basket.
Did you hear that?
They all stop playing and turn around.
Hear what?
They stare at a hill on the far side of the yard.
It's a dog!
Hope jumps down from Bob's back.
Hey, guys, turkey's on the table.
Shh! Jack!
Laura glances at the hill, then walks over to Jamie and pats his head.
Oh, no, honey. It's not...
I know that bark. It is him.
Chance runs to them.
Jamie!
Jack!
Jack! Jamie! Jamie, my boy! Oh, yes! Yes!
Jack!
Yes! Jamie! Jamie! Jamie, Jamie, you don't know how much I miss you and all the things that happened. Oh, Jamie, you smell like a million bones. You're my favorite boy in the whole world. I love you, Jamie!
He nuzzles Jamie. The whole family runs over to pet him.
Oh, Jack!
You scoundrel, you! Look at this guy!
Sassy runs over the top of the hill. Hope looks up. Her mouth drops open.
Sassy!
Hope! 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 Oh!
Oh, my baby!
Oh, Hope! I thought I'd never see you again.
Sassy's back!
And what
Sassy!
Do we have here?
Look at this!
Oh, Sassy, I'm never gonna let you go. Never, never, never!
Oh, sweetheart, Sassy can't breathe.
Family's all coming back together, huh?
They all look at Peter. He turns back to face the hill and the forest beyond, waiting. His mother stands up.
Come on, Shadow.
Bob stands up, too. Both parents watch Peter with concerned eyes. He keeps staring at the hill. Yellow, brown, and orange leaves cover the ground and the trees behind it. Peter shakes his head. Hope's big green eyes glance at the hill, then at her brother. She kisses Sassy's fur.
It was old. It was too far. It was just too old.
Oh, Peter, honey.
He shakes his head and walks away toward the house. Back on the hill, Shadow limps into view. Hope turns slowly around and sees him. Laura's mouth drops open. She looks back at Peter. He stops and turns around. His eyes light up.
Peter.
Shadow!
Oh, Peter. I worried about you so.
As Peter runs toward him, the golden retriever limps down the hill, then speeds up.
Shadow!
Peter, you're okay.
Shadow!
Peter, oh, I'm so happy.
Shadow!
I thought about you all the time.
Missed you.
I missed you, Peter, and I love you.
As Peter tumbles, Shadow paws him and licks his face. Laura and Bob grin, hugging Jamie and Hope.
It was Shadow's victory, really. His belief was the thing that got us through. And in that moment, I saw the years lift from him. He was a puppy again, reunited with his best friend.
Peter gets up and leads Shadow back to the family.
Shadow! Oh, it's good to see you, boy.
As we turned to go inside the house, a strange, new feeling came over me. I had a family. And I had found out that sacrifice and friendship and even love were more than just the mushy stuff.
Come on, Chance, come inside.
At last, for the first time in my life, I was home.
He runs inside and the door closes behind him.
Turkey! Turkey, 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 turkey.
This program has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Corey Couture. Descriptions read by Margot Stage. Funding provided by the United States Department of Education. For a complete listing of DVS programs and services, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203. Credits roll. Directed by Duane Dunham. Screenplay by Caroline Thompson and Linda Wolverton. Based upon The Incredible Journey by Sheila Burnford, a Franklin R. Levy production. produced by Franklin R. Levy and Jeffrey Chernov. Director of Photography, Reed Smoot. Production Designer, Roger Kane. Film Editor, Jonathan P. Shaw. Costume Designer, Karen Patch. Music by Bruce Broughton. Executive Producers, Donald W. Ernst and Kirk Wise. Co-producer, Mac Bing. Casting by Susan Bluestein and Marcia Shoman. Presented in association with Touchwood Pacific Partners One. Starring Robert Hayes, Kim Greist, Gene Smart, Veronica Lauren, Kevin Chevalier, Benj Thal, William Edward Phipps, and Mark L. Taylor. Animal voices provided by Michael J. Fox as Chance, Sally Field as Sassy, and Donna Michi as Shadow. A citation appears. Animal action was monitored by the American Humane Association and the Oregon Humane Society, which commend the filmmakers for the responsible and sensitive treatment given to animals throughout the production. The family's house fades to black. More credits. Unit production managers Mac Bing and Richard H. Prince. First assistant director Scott Cameron. Second assistant director Randy N. Barbie. Animal coordinator Joe Camp. Editors Jay Cassidy, Michael Kelly, and Brian Burden. Art decorator Daniel Self. Set decorator Nina Bradford. Animals provided and trained by Jungle Exotics. Head dog trainer Gary Sam Vaughn. Head cat trainer Tammy Maples. Animal trainers Ann Gordon, Joe Hornick, Terry Kubler, Rick Myers, Jeff Sabatini, Jackie Vaughn, and Linda Wenger. Special animal effects and makeup by Barry Demeter Makeup and Effects Laboratories, Incorporated. Veterinarians, Laird Goodman, DVM, and Charles G. Reeves, DVM. American Humane Association representative, Ed Lish. Camera operator, Brian Sullivan. First assistant camera, Gordon Houston. Second assistant camera, Mike Staley. Assistant editors, M. Peggy Davis, Laura Ridner, Flory Lawrence, Bob Allen, and Thomas J. Nordberg. Location manager, Mark C. Hughes. Production assistants, Dominic DeRosiers, John Fitzgerald, Christopher Hancock, Craig McLaughlin, Lawson Granger Smith, Heidi Stevens, and Doris Wumpner. Sound mixer, Bayard Carey, CAS. Starring Ben as Shadow, Rattler as Chance, and Tiki as Sassy. Cast in alphabetical order. Don Alder as Molly's father, Ed Bernard as desk sergeant, Kevin Chevalier as Jamie, Ann Christensen as research assistant, Ted Darms as vet, Woody Eaney as forest ranger Mark, Kim Greist as Laura, Rich Hawkins as forest ranger, Robert Hayes as Bob, Nermi Husa as caterer, Jane Jones as Molly's mother, Veronica Lauren as Hope, David McIntyre as Foot, Kit McDonough as female forest ranger, Mary Marsh as Laura's mother, Nick Mastrandria as Hal, Mariah Milner as Molly, Janet Penner as Bob's mom, Frank Roberts as Laura's dad, Gene Smart as Kate, Benj Thal as Peter. Special vocal effects by Frank Welker, stunt coordinator Monty Cox. Dedicated to the memory of Franklin R. Levy and Benami Agmon. The producers wish to thank Oregon Film Office, the people and cities of Bend, Oregon, Joseph, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon, the United States Forest Service, Pacific Northwest Region, Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, Deschutes National Forest, Eagle Cap Wilderness Area, Mount Hood National Forest, Wallowa-Whitman National Forest, Willamette National Forest, Friel's Ranch, recreational vehicles supplied by Fleetwood Enterprises, Incorporated. Songs, Witch Doctor, written by Ross Bagdasarian. Mission Impossible theme, written by Lalo Schifrin. Produced and distributed on Eastman Film, Dolby Stereo in selected theaters. Copyright 1993, Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated, all rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Sun River Productions for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom, distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. Now, a glowing pinpoint of light twinkles over the white outline of a castle. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures.